A Swiss court has upheld an extradition order for fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Pitr. The decision is final. Pitr has been on the run since June of 2007 when he didn't report to prison for a 5-year sentence for tax fraud to the tune of 51 million crowns. Last year, he faced a second separate conviction for securities fraud, receiving a 3-year sentence. Swiss police detained Pitr in July of last year in the resort town of St. Moritz. Pitr had contested the extradition order of the Swiss Justice Ministry. Experts searching for the source of increased radiation at a children's playground in Prague's Podolí district have unearthed a small metal rod. The object has been sent to a laboratory for tests. Dana Drábová, head of the country's Nuclear Safety Institute, confirmed earlier on Thursday that radiation levels in the area were over 1,000 times higher than the permitted level. Police closed off the area late on Wednesday after a man wearing a wristwatch with a radiation measuring device raised the alarm. Experts say the source of radiation could be radium-226 isotopes used in the manufacture of certain medical equipment such as radium needles. Czech Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa and his visiting Polish counterpart Andrzej Krasiewski have signed a memorandum on reducing air pollution in the border regions. According to EU statistics, the air in Silesia's border region is one of the most polluted on the continent, with air pollution limits exceeded nearly 3 times over. The Czech Republic and Poland are developing a joint system for monitoring pollutants. The system will monitor primarily dust particles, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and selected organic substances that pose a risk to human health. President Václav Klaus has signed into law the first phase of the government's health reform. The bill will introduce direct payments for above-standard health care, increase the fee for a day in hospital from the present 60 to 100 crowns, and increase patients' financial participation in other ways. For instance, drugs costing less than 50 crowns will no longer be covered by health insurance. It is estimated that the reform will enable the state to collect approximately 8 billion crowns more next year. The reform has come under fire from the opposition, which argues that it will create a two-tier system of health care and disadvantage the socially weaker groups of the population. A Roma activist has said the minority needs to establish its own party to influence developments in the regions. Czenia Grusicka, chairman of the Romani Holocaust Compensation Committee, said he did not trust existing parties to defend Romani rights properly and argued that the situation would not improve until the Roma had their own representatives in local and national government. He said this would have to be done step by step, with the initial objective being to form a movement. The proposal comes amidst heightened tension between the majority population and the Roma minority in the north of the country, where ethnic Czechs blame the Roma for a rise in crime and petty theft. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should continue warm and sunny, with afternoon highs reaching 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.